Translation. Haridas Thakur then expressed his desire. If I could just stay, if I could just get a solitary place near the temple, I could stay there alone and pass my time. So we'll read a few more verses until we come to the purport. Jagannathi sevakera moris parsha nahi hai chahan pari rahan mora evancha hai. I do not wish the servants of Lord Jagannath to touch me. I would remain there in the garden alone. That is my desire. Ekakatta lokagya prabhure kahila shuniya prabhura mane bala sukha haila. When this message was relayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the people, the Lord became very happy to hear it. Om Gyan Atimanandasya Ganam Jana Sharakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dharati Swaparantikam Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyate Rishatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I just stopped here for a moment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is happy to hear about the austerities of the devotees, but not false austerities, or not austerities that are invented in the mind, but the austerity of devotional service, that makes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happy. Just like when Raghunath Das Goswami was, evolving toward his state of maximum renunciation. First, he just wanted to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, finally, his father said, just let him stay, but we'll send money every month. And then after a while, and Raghunath would use that money to make a big festival. So every month there was a big festival. Then some time went by. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what happened? No more festivals. Is he keeping the money? And so, no. He's given that up, thinking that taking money from a materialist, now this is his father and his uncle, who are devotees, not that they're some materialistic people, but he was thinking like that. Taking money from materialists because they're dealing with money and material things, management. So what is he doing? Oh, he's doing madikari at the Simhadwar. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see him at the Simhadwar. Then one day he wasn't there. And so he asked Swarup Damodar, where is he? Well, he was thinking that doing madukari is like a prostitute, just standing around collecting money, with no purpose, only for one's personal benefit. And what is he doing now? So he said, he goes to the back of the temple and whatever remnants come washing out of the drain, he eats those. But first he waits for the cows. And whatever the cows and monkeys don't take, then he takes that because it's half rotten. He takes it, washes it off, washes off the rotten part, and then eats that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and he said, he saw Raghunath. And he said, Raghunath, you're feasting and not inviting me? No. And Raghunath is very, very embarrassed, though. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada comments that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see this, this renunciation. Not that he wants us to artificially renounce, but when renunciation is a product of devotional service, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayat Yasu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayada Haitukam, when it is a product of devotional service, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. And so here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happy to hear that Haridasa's mood, because that mood becomes an example. Just like taking the renounced order, you know, or people becoming more renounced. It's not to try to force people, but it's to give an example that ultimately we have to give up everything in this world. So the example is there. One time, a man asked Srila Prabhupada, if you teach this renunciation and everybody becomes renounced, what will happen to the world? And Prabhupada said, if I teach renunciation, someone will do it. No, not that everybody will do it. And then he said, anyway, it would become like Vaikuntha. So this is gives great happiness to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because we are evolving in our renunciation. In the 23rd chapter of this this section, Madhya Lila, there's many verses which are quoted from Rupa Goswami, where it says, when one's only possession becomes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one can make advancement in spiritual life. Otherwise, one comes to the platform of spontaneous devotional service. So we'll talk a little more about that a few verses later. So text 169. Hena kali kashimistra padicha dvijana asiya kodila prabhura charana vadan. At this time, Kashi Mishra, along with the superintendent of the temple, came and offered his respects unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prataparudra had told the superintendent and the head pujari that anything that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, you must do it. And well, of course, not at this point in time. This point in time, it was their own inspiration, following the indications of Bhagavan Acharya. I'm sorry, of Sarvabhauma and what's his Gopinath Acharya. Yeah, those two. This is because at this point in time, Prataparudra had just seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time. The first time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, he was on a military campaign, kingly, whatever, conquering kingdoms or whatever he was doing. And then he heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wanted to see him. And then he saw the devotees coming, headed by Advaita Acharya, he was in front. And he said, who is that personality? He's so effulgent. And then he explained who is Advaita Acharya, and he saw these devotees. And then he heard the kirtan. And he said, I've never heard a kirtan like that. And Gopinath Acharya said, that is prema kirtan, not ordinary kirtan. Just like when I was in Padayatra in Orissa, in the first Padayatra, there was all these kirtan groups, and they're very, jumping up and down, very enthusiastic. But if you got too close to them, you could smell the alcohol. And so, So that wasn't exactly prema, well, their version of prema, you know, but not our version of prema. So very popular. Kirtan groups in Orissa are very popular. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, when he came to, when the devotees first came, they were doing Harinam, and then Prabhupada stopped the Harinam. He said, no, because he had heard comments that people were thinking, this is what low-class people do. So Prabhupada didn't want us to come into to India, people thinking we were low-class. And so, of course, now we do very nice Harinams in India, but, you know, nicely done, and people appreciate it. Sarva Vaishnava Deki Sukabada Paila Yata Yogya Sabesane Ananda Milila. Upon seeing all the Vaishnavas together, Kashi Mishra and the superintendent became very happy. With great happiness, they met with the devotees in a befitting manner. Now, that is, to see so many devotees, even for us, we find it very, very pleasing, you know, to see so many Vaishnavas together. Prabhupada Dvijana Koele Nivadane Agya Deha Vaishnavera Kori Samadhane. Both submitted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give us orders so that we may make proper arrangements to accommodate all the Vaishnavas. Sabara kariyache vasa grihasthan mahaprasade sabakari kari samadhana. Accommodations have been arranged for all the Vaishnavas. Now let us distribute mahaprasadam to all of them. Prabhu kahe gopinatha yaha vaishnavara langa jahan jahan kahe vasa Tandeka Langa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately told Gopinath Acharya, please go with the Vaishnavas and accommodate them in whatever residences Kasi Mishra and the temple superintendent offer. Mahaprasadana Deha Baninatastane Sarva Vaishnavera Inho Karibasamadane. Then the Lord told Kashi Mishra and the temple superintendent, as for the remnants of food left by Jagannath, let them be delivered to Vaninath Rai's charge, for he can take care of all the Vaishnavas and distribute Mahaprasadam to them. So distributing Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam was like, you know, very special thing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one devotee asked, he wanted to take sannyas, he requested. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, first you do some humble service. So he went to the kitchen and he asked the cook, he said, so please tell me when the prasadam is ready for the devotees, I would like to distribute prasadam. No, Guru Maharaj said I should do a humble service. And he said, what do you mean humble service? Distributing prasadam is not humble service. It is a great privilege. No. You want humble service, there are the pots. No, that is humble service. No. Pots and floors. Distributing prasadam. So we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put Baninath Rai in charge because he knew how to properly distribute prasadam. You distribute first to the Brahmins, the whole cultural idea is there, Vaishnava culture. In the West, we're very horizontal, everybody's equal. But we see here there's a little bit of Vaishnava culture, that you respect the Vaishnavas, the Brahmins. Anyway, it's a good to have. In India, sometimes things are a little too vertical, so it's good to have a nice combination of vertical and horizontal, you know, 45 degrees. So, Amara nikate e pushpera udhyane eka khani ghara ache paramanirjane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, nearby my place in the garden of flowers is a single room that is very solitary. Se ghara amake deha ache prayojana nibitti vasiyatahan karibashmaran. Please give that room to me, for I have a need for it. Indeed, I shall remember the lotus feet of the Lord sitting in that solitary place. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just before the purport, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested that place, Gambira, because it was surrounded by flowers. Now you go there, it's surrounded by cement, but at that time there were flowers. And because it reminded him of Vrindavan, and therefore he wanted a place. Also, Haridas Thakur wanted to be in a garden, because for devotees of that caliber, whatever reminds them of Vrindavan. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything he saw, when he saw the sand dunes, he thought of Govardhan. When he saw the ocean, he thought of the Yamuna. So everything he saw reminded him of Vrindavan. But he felt that place would be very nice for remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is significant. Nibitte basiya tahan karibashmaran. I shall sit down there in that solitary place and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Neophyte students are not to imitate sitting in a solitary place and remembering the lotus feet of the Lord by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should always remember that it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who wanted such a place, either for himself or Haridas Thakur. No one can suddenly attain the level of Haridas Thakur and sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Only an exalted person like Haridas Thakur or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is personally exhibiting the proper behavior for an acharya, can engage in such a practice. Actually, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that you'll know when you're chanting the holy name properly when you can chant 64 rounds in the mind. And so, but Prabhupada said, don't chant in the mind. Because Prabhupada knew that as soon as he would say something like that, everyone would try to do it, thinking, I'm a very advanced Vaishnava. Because the symptom of a neophyte is they think they're very advanced. And the symptom of a Mahabhagavat is they think they're very fallen. And we're somewhere, hopefully, in between, that we would like to be advanced. And I'm probably not the most fallen, but I'm probably not the most advanced. And here Srila Prabhupada addresses this point. At the present moment, we see that some of the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are tending to leave their preaching activities in order to sit in a solitary place. There was one devotee in particular. Srila Prabhupada wrote that just about the time when this devotee said that so-and-so has gone to Radha Kund. And Prabhupada said, what is he doing there? And so the devotees went to see him. And every day he was in Radha Kund, but he was checking, he would call to, I don't know, New York or something to check the stock market. And so this was his ecstatic activity in Radha Kund. But Prabhupada had some affection for him, and he would call him, and he would come. And so, but he had read somewhere that you should live in Radhakund, so, but, you know, had to check the stock market and make sure everything was going properly. This is not a very good sign. It is a fact that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has condemned this process for neophytes. He has even stated in a song, Patishtara tare nirjanera ghare tava harinam kevala koitava. Sitting in a solitary place, intending to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is considered a cheating process. And he says, kevala koitava, only cheating. No. It's only cheating, nothing else. No. He was very strict. This practice is not possible for neophytes at all. The neophyte devotee must act and work very laboriously under the direction of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada says here, laboriously. No. Not that, you know, when I was in Delhi last time, the head pujari came to me. And he said, what do I do? I have one pujari. We just enlisted one pujari. But he says he can't do more than 3 hours of service a day. No. So I showed him this. I said, show him this purport. Because I remembered this. It just struck me, you know, how Prabhupada said laboriously. Otherwise, you go out and do Harinam, you do Sankirtan. And if you're working, you work hard to be able to support the activities of the Sankirtan movement. This is laboriously. No. Not that we have relaxed devotional service. No. Sometimes many devotees think, well, Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds, 4 regulated principles. No. I do that, so I'm going back home, back to Godhead. No. But how do we do it? No. So that's, you know, what degree of quality? Many times I've stated, Srila Prabhupada, one devotee asked him, Srila Prabhupada, how can I chant my 16 rounds with quality? And Srila Prabhupada said, 16 rounds means no quality. No. Means minimum. No. So quality means you can't stop chanting. Then you know you have quality. You have to stop yourself in order to be able to do your service or whatever you need to do. And the first time I went to India, when I got to Calcutta, I was a little sick. Not a little, I was pretty sick. And everybody, you know, anybody who knows the Albert Road Temple, you know, there's one room, and that was for Prabhupada. And then there was some space in the roof, that's where the sannyasi stayed. And everybody else stayed around the lake, and I had dysentery. So I said, how am I going to stay at the lake? You know? And so I was in anxiety, but one man came and picked me up and said, do you need a place to stay? Yes. He took me to his house. But I heard a kirtan the next morning, and it was Bagh Bazar Temple. It was right next door. So I went in there, and I saw one man chanting. Came back the next day, saw him. The third day I came, because I would go to Mangalartik there and then go to the temple for Prabhupada's class. The man gave me a chauffeur and everything, very wealthy, nice man. And I was very happy to meet him. You know. So then I asked this man, I said, so you come every day, I see you, every day I would come a little earlier, but I would always see him there. Then he said, yes, I am godbrother of your Guru Maharaj. So I offered obeisances. And he said, I said, so you come every day? Yes, I come at 1 o'clock, chant my 64 rounds, then I go to work. No. I thought, what an example. No. For a little difficult to follow for most people, probably, but amazing. No. Only after maturing in devotion can he sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to teach us a lesson, he traveled all over India continuously for 6 years and only then retired to Jagannath Puri. Even at Jagannath Puri, the Lord chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in great meetings at the Jagannath Temple. Otherwise, at this particular pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just returned from his South India tour, and now the devotees are coming, and he was making all the arrangements. Of course, after that, he got into his very intimate solitary, with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy and Govinda. He would just meditate on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But at one point, he told Swarup Damodar to read the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, showing us that even when you're absorbed in, prema bhakti and Krishna Leela, intimate Krishna Leela, you don't forget about everything about Krishna, every pastime about Krishna or even Vishnu is still ecstatic for a devotee. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada is warning us here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his own actions is warning us that don't do things artificially. Be careful. So the example is there. The point is that one should not try to imitate Haridas Thakur at the beginning of one's transcendental life. One must first become very mature in devotion and thus receive the approval of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, how do we get that approval? Just waiting for it to come and, electromagnetic. No, we get the approval from Parampara. Only at such a time may one actually sit down peacefully in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The senses are very strong. And if a neophyte devotee imitates Haridas Thakur, his enemies, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, will disturb and fatigue him. Instead of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the neophyte will simply sleep soundly. Preaching work is meant for advanced devotees. And when an advanced devotee is further elevated on the devotional scale, he may retire to chant the Hare Krishna Mantra in a solitary place. However, if one simply imitates advanced spiritual life, he will fall down just like the Sahajiyas in Vrindavan. So, in 1976, Srila Prabhupada, he was feeling a little ill. The beginning of that illness came and went at that time. So, there was a big play for, the Vaikuntha players. Prabhupada liked it very much. And then Prabhupada came down in the elevator, and there was some senior devotees, and as Prabhupada was in the elevator, just before he came out, one devotee said, Prabhupada, you look fatigued. Maybe you should take some time, just rest and chant. We'll take care of everything. And Prabhupada started walking out, and he said, I will die on the battlefield like the Pandavas. I am ready to die on the battlefield. And then he walked a little further, and he said, and you should do the same. So how much time is, although Srila Prabhupada says here, he may retire to chant in a solitary place, but how much time is Prabhupada giving us, I mean, how much time did Prabhupada have to chant in a solitary place? He was translating the Bhagavatam, which you can say wasn't very solitary because disciples were all around. And he was translating, up to just a few days before he left, even though it was so difficult for him to speak. So this is Prabhupada's example. It doesn't mean that we can't do that. But first, as Srila Prabhupada says here, one should complete one's activities, one's preaching activities. Because Srila Prabhupada, of all his god brothers And of course, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he was a bit critical of their preaching spirit. He was never critical of their devotion. You know? And so who is a neophyte? Prabhupada said, all of my God brothers are qualified. They will go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada said that. But in another place, Prabhupada said, they are neophytes. No. And even Srila Prabhupada said that some of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they heard the Bengali poet and they became very enlivened, they were neophytes, he said. Eternal associates of Mahaprabhu, and they're neophytes. So what does that mean? It means the attitude that they of not understanding rasa, not understanding things properly. They were exhibiting a neophyte attitude, you know, being fascinated by something that is not very advanced. You know. Just like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in the three verses speaking about Uttamadikaris, Madhyamadikaris, and Kanishtadikaris. In that purport of Kanishtas, he said sometimes a Kanishtadikari will be attracted to the material activities of the materialist because he's attracted to that. Therefore, he glorifies the materialist and criticizes the devotees. I think many of us have heard sometimes a devotee says, I see many karmis that have better better habits than the devotees. But the Bhagavatam says, Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna. Even if they have Mahadguna, they have very wonderful qualities from a material point of view. If they don't have devotional service, then it's all useless. As Narada Muni said to Vyasadeva, he said that, renunciation without shobhate, achutya shobhate, without beauty, the beauty of worshipping achutta, is not very nice, not very. And even if a devotee is faulty in his devotional service, he's much better than the most perfect materialist. You know? So we always have to be very careful to always respect the Vaishnavas. As Rupa Goswami says, manasayatrita, at least in the mind. And you may not find somebody has some bad habits, but if they're chanting Hare Krishna, you respect them in the mind. Just like in Skanda Purana, it says there are six things that lead to a hellish mentality. One is to kill a Vaishnava, which obviously, even from an external point of view, wouldn't be very good. No. But it means killing in the sense of just like when Devananda Pandit threw Srivas Thakur, he didn't throw him out, but he was looking at him very bad, and his students threw Srivas Thakur out. And he felt he was insulted. He felt very bad. He didn't take it personally, but he felt very bad. And because of that, Devananda Pandit could not understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could not understand, even though he was reciting the Bhagavatam and he knew it practically by memory, the whole Bhagavatam, he could not relish the Bhagavatam. And he could not understand who was Chaitanya until he got the association of Vakreshwar Pandit. And he came and stayed in his ashram for 1 month. And every day he saw him dancing and chanting and explaining devotional service. And by the mercy of the Vaishnava. So before that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one Brahmin came to Mahaprabhu and he said, I have insulted a Vaishnava and I feel distraught. And I feel like my devotional service has been hampered. What can I do? He said, you have to beg for the mercy of the Vaishnava you offended. He said, but what? He's gone. He's left. He's gone. I don't know if he was gone, meaning he left his body, but he left that place one way or another. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, then you must chant incessantly the holy name of the Lord and offer obeisances to every Vaishnava. And he didn't say for 1 week or 1 month, no. It was like the rest of your life. No. This happened to when Nityananda Prabhu was walking on along the Ganga. Madai saw him. This after he was liberated. No. And Madai offered obeisances, and he said, you in your Matsya incarnation, you in your Kurma incarnation, you in all these, he went through all the incarnations, you have been so merciful, and I have offended you. And then Nityananda said, you have accepted Lord Chaitanya as your Lord. That, you know, that gives me the greatest pleasure. He said, but still, please tell me what I can do. And he said, you can build a ghat here, where there's Madai ghat. You know, when you go on Navadvip Pratikram, you go to Madai ghat and offer your obeisances to Madai, Jagai and Madai. And he said, there, all the Vaishnavas, then you will serve all the Vaishnavas, but they will come and bathe here. You know, make a very nice ghat. And he did that, but he still felt incomplete. So he would stay on the last step of the ghat, and every Vaishnava that came, he would offer obeisances to the Vaishnava. And so, just to show how seriously we should take offenses against the Vaishnava. No, and what to speak against Nityananda Prabhu, but hopefully no one here is offending Nityananda Prabhu. No, hopefully. So, now one may say, you know, how do I know when I'm at this point when I can do this? No, I mean, when I can, you know, sit in a solitary, or at least I'm not a neophyte, I have the option. Maybe I won't do it. Maybe I'll follow Srila Prabhupada's example of, you know, fighting to the end. As Prabhupada said one time, we must fight. What is the problem with fighting? No. Krishna was fighting from 3 months old and to the end of his life. No. So we should fight. Prakriti stani karshati. Just to exist in this material world, you have to fight against the waves of material nature that are constantly throwing us around, trying to capture our mind and our senses. So how do you know? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when he was instructing Sanatana Goswami, he said, these are the symptoms that where you can know. It's not some, am I a pure devotee yet? Let me see. No. He gave symptoms. How you will know if you're on the Bhava Bhakti platform. No. Kshantir, first of all, you are forgiving. You don't hold a grudge. No. Even against, sometimes devotees ask me, how can I become, you know, more forgiving or tolerant? And I usually say, the person who you like the least, serve them. No. That's a good way to do it. And so Shantir, Srila Prabhupada said, forgiveness is the most important quality of a Vaishnava, of a Brahmin. No. So, and then Abhyartha Kalatvam, don't waste any time. The six Goswamis were so fixed in Avyartha Kalatvam that they they would sleep 2 hours a day, not wasting any time. No. Of course, it wasn't forced. You can't force these things. It was because they were absorbed in Krishna Lila. When Srila Prabhupada explained to one devotee who asked, why didn't they take Mahaprasadam? You know, like, there's Mahaprasadam in all the temples. Each one of them had a temple that was Mahaprasadam. Why did they take a palmful of whatever they took? No. And Srila Prabhupada said, because they were eating with Krishna. No. Otherwise, so absorbed in Krishna Lila that they're eating with Krishna. in their mental lila with Krishna. They weren't situated in this world. The body was here, but the consciousness is in Goloka Vrindavan. And so Prabhupada said that they didn't need to eat externally. They forgot about it. No. They just got the remnants of Krishna from Srimati Radharani. So why take something else? No. They forgot. They forgot to eat. They forgot to sleep. And even sometimes when they would sleep, they would say, you know, oh no. Actually, when they were a little older, they were not in very good health because they didn't sleep, they didn't eat, you know. So it you know, they were not in such good health, but it didn't matter. But still, they kept going because, just like Srila Prabhupada was diabetic, but he would eat rasgullas, you know, and you know, it didn't affect him because the consciousness so strongly fixed on Krishna, so much determination to go on, the material body didn't matter. When the devotees tried to give Prabhupada a healthy diet, you know, Prabhupada said, I have been taking prasadam all my life, you know, and it is very good. You know, I will continue to do so. Because Prabhupada prasadam meant, of course, sometimes we have a healthy diet and we offer it, but prasadam meant that which comes off the plate of the Lord, you know, that which the Lord likes, which is usually, you know, fried in ghee, you know, coated in sugar, you know, and just like when he would take his eggplant, it was like you could squeeze the ghee out of it and probably get like almost a half a cup of ghee. You know. I took a few of those pieces of eggplant. It was like more ghee than eggplant. You know. So this avyartha kalatvam, not wasting any time. Then virakti, naturally you become detached. When you see that I have no attraction for anything material. You know, and mana shunyata, you know, that one has no traces of false ego. That one actually naturally maintains a humble attitude toward everything and everyone. No. And then, ashabandha, no. Great hope. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the example of Bharat Maharaj, that he was hoping, and also of, he gave the example also of Parikshit Maharaj. He said, my dear Brahmins, please just let me hear you chanting the glories of the Lord. And this snake bird, whatever mystical thing it is, let it bite me, but just let me remember Krishna by hearing you. So this is hope. This is what it means by hope, ashabandha. I just hoping that Krishna will give me his mercy. Otherwise, how will I exist? And samutkanta, very eager to serve Krishna, very eager. As Rupa Goswami begins the favorable aspects of devotional service, utsaha, very, very enthusiastic to serve. We can understand if we feel that enthusiasm at every moment to do more for Krishna. Then namagana sada ruchi, I'm feeling an ever-increasing taste in chanting the holy name. And then, asakti tad gunakyane. Then, a feeling, increasing attachment to hearing about the qualities and all the different aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, pritistad vishale stale. And I'm very anxious to live in a place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives. And Srila Prabhupada says that either means Vrindavan, Mathura, or a temple. You know, I always want to be in a temple. I always want to be in a place where the Lord is situated. You know. And then, I'm just going on because it says here to this little plaque, class finishes at 8:45. You know, so I'm just following the directions of the management here. So these are the symptoms of bhava. You know, it says, jati bhavankure jane, when this seed, these are the seeds of bhava, not even fully manifested bhava, bhakti at that point. But when you feel these things, then you can think, okay, you know, I'm making some advancement. Before that, we should be very, very dedicated to regulated devotional service. But the six Goswamis, as Srinivasacharya says, that Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Nati Bi Kalavasani Kalo, that they were very regulated. You know, they didn't have to be. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that when one is situated in spontaneous devotional service, the rules and regulations and even Vedic injunctures are not very important. No. But we shouldn't falsely imitate that. For us, this regulation, nidrahara vikara kadi vijito, they gave up eating and sleeping and recreation, in a regulated way. No. A very... Chattanya dinao chayao, that, and they were always very meek and humble. So these are the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They were very regular. Rupa Goswami says in that section, he says that one, as long as one has a material body, one should be follow regulated devotional service. Very important. And Srila Prabhupada gave that example. As I mentioned yesterday, Prabhupada, in several occasions, especially when he would chant Paramakaruna, he would go into ecstasy. He did it in Atlanta. He did it in Caracas, Venezuela, and in Vrindavan. He would just, few minutes, he would be in ecstasy. So, he had to struggle to do regulated devotional service. His tendency was just to think about Krishna. Even, of course, we see his beautiful prayer when he's coming on the Jaladuta. He's feeling so much separation from Krishna that he's just relishing, remembering Krishna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the complete process. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada could have translated Chaitanya Bhagavat, but Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered to be the highest Rasika Shastra of all the Vaishnava Shastras. And so some parts of it, even in Gaudiya Math, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would not allow them to read certain sections. And other ones, when they read it, they could not comment. They could only read it. No. It was very strict. Srila Prabhupada was very strict. And so, if you have some doubt, am I ready for solitary chanting? Then, ask Sri Guru and ask the Vaishnavas. And hopefully it's not a Vaishnava like wants to be in good with you, So he says, you go ahead. No problem. Because the best friend, Srila Prabhupada said there's three types of friends. Banda, Bandhu is official friend. Like you make some friendship with people at work or something, that official friendship. And Maitra is the friendship like family and friends that we have. And Suhrit means someone who is always simply thinking about your welfare. This is the best type of friend. So someone who's thinking about your welfare will always, always be able to say, that's not good. No. Not, not trying to, you know, make you feel good about yourself, but really want to make you understand yourself and in that way feel good, you know, not feel good about your not real self, you know, your body or your mind, but feel good about your spiritual self. And this is real friendship. And that type of friendship, as Srila Prabhupada says here, you know, that if we imitate these advanced devotees, then we will simply fall down in our spiritual life. So, I'll stop here. Any comments or questions? Hari Bol.
Right, sorry. Just on that last point, you said that Chaitanya Charitamrita is the highest Rasika Shastra. So what about Gita Govinda and all these Philips Kusumanjali or Govinda Lilamrita?
Yes, they're very advanced. But we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Govinda Lilamrita, Gita Govinda, everything is included. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has picked the cream off the hard cream off the soft cream. He's like got the, you know, the rubbery. So this is like the rubbery of devotional literatures. But those are very elevated. But, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also said that Govinda Lilamrita should be only read by certain... When he asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur if he could publish it, he said, yes, you can publish one copy for yourself. These literatures, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, one may say, well, if this is more rasika than that, we shouldn't be reading it. But he chose it, and he says, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I should not be speaking these things, but otherwise, how will they know? No. So he's giving us the essence of all these very rasika literatures, but in a way that can be assimilated. Obviously, because Srila Prabhupada gave it to us, we can. But one should really concentrate on Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially the rather intimate parts like Adi Lila 4, Madhya Lila 8, you know, and some other places. You know. Really concentrate on these things after really understanding the Bhagavatam and really understanding the 10th canto. And then, and you should do that after really understanding the other 9 cantos. And you should do that after really understanding Bhagavad Gita. You know? So, you know, I mean, one thing is to read Chaitanya Charitamrita and we preach from it. Another thing is to delve into it so deeply. You know? So we want to become qualified to do so. You know? And Srila Prabhupada gave us everything systematically. First he gave us the Gita, then he gave us the Bhagavatam. And the only reason he did Chaitanya Charitamrita so quickly and urgently, he felt like he had to give it, and he had to give it himself. It was more important to give that himself than to finish the Bhagavatam. It's a very elevated thing. Prabhupada probably would have finished, if he would have had time. He knew he didn't have time. And that's why Prabhupada actually, he said, I have included all the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in the first canto. Because of his heart attacks, you know, I may not be able to chant, even do the second canto. You know? And then he did the Krishna book because he felt like I may not be able to finish the Bhagavatam. You know? But... I mean, the 10th canto in the Bhagavatam. He had to give that basic 10th canto, which is not so basic. I found things in there that are not even as well elucidated in the 10th canto purports and even by our acharyas. The Prabhupada makes some points that nobody else makes. So... anyway, point is that Srila Prabhupada gave us everything perfectly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Anyway, yes. microphone. I was thinking we should get one of those drones and just have it, yeah. You know, take the...
Prabhupada, this was in Vrindavan. It says a letter. It's a conversation, actually. May 17th, 1977. He says, takes place here. Let it take here. There's nothing to be said new. Whatever I have had to speak, I have spoken in my books. Try to understand it and continue your endeavor. I am present or not present. Similarly, the living being also lives eternally. But when one... But when one who has done service to the Lord, he lives forever. So you have been taught to serve Krishna. And at the end, with Krishna, we'll live eternally. Our life is eternal. A temporary disappearance of this body doesn't matter. So what if... the body's meant for disappearing, so live forever by serving Krishna. And so he says, whether I'm present, he says everything's in his books. So just carry on. And your body is meant for disappearance. So live forever just by serving Krishna and whatever you've got.
Yeah. Thank you. Of course, Prabhupada does say in his books, you can refer to Krishna Karnamrita about this. You can, for this, you can refer to Brihat Bhagavatamrita. So he does give us the understanding that one can, of course, after reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitam, one can, you know, these Vaishnava references by the Acharyas, you know. And Prabhupada, in one class, 1968, he said, speaking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day, he said, we must translate all the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. No, he says that. So there are references where Prabhupada indicates that that this should be done. It just shouldn't, one shouldn't read Bhaktivinoda Thakur before he finishes reading Prabhupada's books. That's the main thing. One should understand Srila Prabhupada's books thoroughly, and that is sufficient. But you know, if one wants to go deeper, then Prabhupada says you can do that, you know, but very carefully, you know, and under the guidance of Shri Guru and the Vaishnava. So time is up, according to this. Sorry, I went 1 minute over. No. Thank you all very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru, Shri Gauranga Ki Jai. Hari Hari Bol.